Welcome. I am Sean from the podcast Worst Collection Ever. You already know that, though, because you've been listening to this podcast. And it is yet another entry into the feed, what I like to call Rohatmu, Random Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe. And now, these were supposed to be kind of infrequent, but we are currently in the process of purchasing this house. And if you've never purchased a house before, there's a lot of shit that goes into purchasing a house, and it kind of takes up your time. And we're experiencing that this week. So I'm going to take this time to record this and put this out, and y'all can check it out. And I hope you guys dig it, because I enjoy going through this massive book, this omnibus, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, excuse me. I should call it Rohatmudi, but it's official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition. It is the entire collection. And the reason why I have these if you can see this on YouTube, which is Anchor Hero 79, if you are not aware and you're listening just on the podcast, but Anchor Hero 79 is where you can check that out. And I have these tabs open or attached to this book here, because this is what I might want to make out of my recent customs. I'm starting to try to figure that out. So these are guys I might want to make. So maybe I'll open to one of them. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I got a good response to this. So let's see if we can keep the vibe going. So last time I picked Grandmaster, and I talked about him. So what am I going to pick up next? So if I open up to slightly to the middle, I'll get the M's. Let's see, would that technically be... I'm just cheating here real quick. So it's okay. So like the middle of the book is like R, but then you get towards the end and it's the dead people. So let me give this a shot here and let's see who I'm going to talk about. Hopefully it's not an Eternal or somebody boring. Let's go towards the back. 1, 2, 3. Oh, there is nobody on the right side of the page. Technically, it's Werewolf. I guess I have to talk about Werewolf. I guess I should. Ah! So it's Werewolf. Yeah, let's just call it what it is. It is Werewolf. Jack Russell Werewolf. We have maybe done an issue or two of him on our podcast. And let's rattle off some information here, shall we? So basically, Jacob Russoff, given name, Jack Russell, adopted name. He is also better known as Werewolf by Night, if we're being specific. So he is an occasional adventurer. Russoff lives off the trust fund set up by his mother from the sale of his father's estate. So he is loaded. He is a loaded werewolf, and that's the best kind of werewolf to be. I mean, I know he complains a lot about being a werewolf in the books, but he's a rich werewolf, so that's pretty sweet. Secret identity, or identity is secret. Naturalized citizen of the United States with no criminal record. Former aliases, none. Place of birth, Medias, Transylvania. Known relatives, Gregory Russoff, who is his father and is deceased. Laura Russell, his mother, who is deceased. Philip Russell, stepfather. Lisa Russell is a sister. Louisa Russell, great grandmother deceased, and Gregory Russoff, great grandfather deceased. Group affiliation, the Night Shift. So, if I can recall correctly, the Night Shift was like a crew of like nocturnal jobbers that fought the West Coast Avengers, if I am correct. And that included the Shroud and I believe the Brothers Grimm. I also want to say Hangman, but I don't think that's correct. So, base of operations, Los Angeles, California. That's right. He spends a lot of time in the books that I've read spends a lot of time driving the PCH, kind of handling it. So not only is he a rich werewolf, but he's also a werewolf that is enjoying fun in the sun. He laments this life that he is he experiences, but you know what? I think it sounds pretty sweet. I mean, for what it's worth, changing into a werewolf is pretty painful. So that being said, you know, there's some drawbacks to that you have to deal with being a werewolf, but I think the good outweighs the bad, you know, because as a werewolf, you know, you just, you know, you're speedy, you know, you're strong, you know, and you can, and if you have a conscience about you, you can fight crime as a werewolf. And I mean, and that's an advantage. Anyways, first appearance and origin, Marvel Spotlight number 2. Jack Russell was the elder of two children sired by Gregory Russoff, the Transylvanian baron and scholar who was turned into a werewolf when Jack was still a small child. Russoff's ancestor Gregory can I get one werewolf, please? Russoff's ancestor Gregory first brought the supernatural curse of lycanthropy upon the family when in 1795 he tried to rescue his wife Louisa from the clutches of the vampire king Dracula and was bitten by a female werewolf. So what we're dealing with here, so if you paint the picture here, his great-great-grandfather was trying to save his wife from Dracula. And Dracula just happened to have some female werewolves hanging out, and that proved to be pretty bad for everybody involved. Because his children, I can't read. Why do you want me to read this? Because his children were born before he was so afflicted. Gregory's Russoff's offspring and the succeeding generations were spared the agony of turning into werewolves themselves. The curse, however, was mystically transmitted to Russoff's descendants, awaiting a supernatural catalyst to trigger it. In the mid-1950s, such a catalyst was found when Baron Gregory Russoff, the great-great-grandson of the first Russoff to become afflicted, acquired a copy of the Darkhold. See, now the Darkhold, we talked about the Darkhold on the show before. Basically, it's a book of spells that got its own ongoing series back in the 90s. And it was brought up recently in the WandaVision, if you were checking that out. So skipping ahead here. But Jack Russell's father sent his wife and their kids to go to America today to escape the wrath of being a werewolf in a country where people knew he was a werewolf. So he sent them to California, and she remarried to give her children a father. The man she married, coincidentally, was named Russell, the Americanized version of her first husband's name. Jack Russell and his sister, Lisa, were raised in Los Angeles. When Jack reached the age of 18, he became afflicted with his father's curse and began to transform into a werewolf on three nights of the full moon. For about 2 years, Russell ran rampant through Los Angeles environs with the might of a savage beast on the nights of the full moon when he did not take strong enough precautions to prevent himself from escaping confinement. Miraculously, in that time, he never took a human life. So, yeah, I mean, I guess he did have sort of a conscience, you know? He was just running around being a freak, just being a freak werewolf, but he didn't hurt anybody. So maybe he was kind of like a chill werewolf. He figured you go off on a cliff somewhere, and you just howl at the moon, you got the waves crashing by. That sounds like a good deal, man. Sounds like a great deal, actually. Oh, so he does eventually, check this out. Before we get to this part, he does, you know, the adventures that he has as a werewolf by night. We get to see here. As a werewolf, Russell encountered such bizarre persons as the Moon Knight. So Moon Knight did first appear in a Werewolf by Night comic. So he has far eclipsed, pardon the pun, the popularity of said werewolf Moon Knight has. He also encountered the Hangman, Sarnak, Dr. Glitter Knight. I wonder if Dr. Glitter Knight's in this book. I don't think he is, or she is. I don't know. I think Dr. Glitter Knight sounds like an interesting character, though. Hunchback, Tigra. Tigra's pretty dope. And Deprave, but it's Deprayve. I wonder if I should look up the appendix entries. I'd probably get some of that. Or I could just go on the Marvel Wiki and find out what Dr. Glitter Knight is up to. Now, this is something that I think is interesting. Finally, the mystical, extra-dimensional beings known as the Three Who Are All granted Russell the ability to transform himself at will into the werewolf regardless of time of the month, while retaining his human intellect. With this ability, Russell embarked on a career as an occasional crime fighter, encountering Iron Man in New York. He still has one major limitation, though. On the nights of the full moon, his human mind still regresses to that of a savage beast. So it's moon-based. So he has the opportunity to change into it, but he just basically can't do it like on a full moon. So he can do like a slit, like, you know, at night, but he does, you know, if it's a full moon, then you know, he just gets all wild and out. And but if not, you know, he's pretty, you know, he can just go to, like, you know, he can go in and out. If he's not wild and out, he's just hairy. He's just a hairy dude. It's a lot, you know, there's a lot of hairy dudes in Los Angeles. Believe me, I've seen them. Who are the hairy dudes of Los Angeles? Robin Williams was one, R.A.P. Robin Williams had some intense forearm hair. He might have been a werewolf. I don't know. Let's see. Sometime later, Russell contacted Dr. Carl Malice, a Los Angeles-based medical researcher, hopes that the eccentric scientist might find a way for him to retain control of himself over nights on the full moon. So wait a minute. So does he still change into... Okay, so he could change it to it at will, but I think on the full nights of the full moon, he changes to it anyways. And that really screws things up. But he went to Dr. Carl Malice for assistance. But Dr. Carl Malice is a heel. And this is actually how he gets hooked up with Spider-Woman, the original one, Jessica Drew. Months afterwards, Russell again lost control over his transformations and even began metamorphosizing into more of a wolf state with longer ears and snout, curved spine, and lupine jointed legs. Shortly after that, a devil-worshipping cult led by a man named Shuler Belial. That's not a name. That's not a name. Belial is a name. I'll take Belial. But Shuler is not a first name. It could be. You know, I mean, I shouldn't jump to that because that could be a name on first. Anything could be a name. Anything could be a name. You know, you can name your kid, you know, Jack Russell Werewolf. And that's his first name. And everybody else has to deal with it. But, yeah, so he was turning into this werewolf. And they wanted to, this cult wanted to use him under Satan's rule. The cult hoped to kill Russell in a ritual sacrifice and inject his blood into their own veins in an attempt to become werewolves themselves. But eventually, though, Moon Knight showed up, and Moon Knight helped him out. So that was good. I appreciate Moon Knight was stepping in there and helping out. Moon Knight knows where his bread is buttered. You know, it's kind of like, you know, that OG thing, that the thing you do when, like, you know, you go to, you know, you pay respect to, like, your high school football coaches or whatever, even though they might have not have really done anything for you if you weren't that good of a football player, but, you know, they still respect you, or you still respect them for the lessons they taught you as a young man. So I guess that's kind of what Moon Knight's doing here. You know, even though he's probably, you know, too big for hanging out with Jack Russell as it is. Returning home to Los Angeles, Russell settled back into what passed for a normal life, taking care to lock himself up on the nights of the full moon. To his dismay, his moon-influenced wolf form was increasing in strength with each passing month. Oh, shit. Desperate, he contacted Morbius, a blood specialist. Or Dr. Michael Morbius. But Morbius! Apparently this has something to do with the West Coast Avengers? Breaking free of his holding room one moonlit evening, Russell was subdued by the West Coast Avengers. So,
I don't remember that.
I don't know if I've gotten to that one yet. A few weeks later, in greater control of himself, he encountered Iron Man again while rescuing Russell's sister, Elisa, from the clutches of the ghostly sorceress Morgan Le Fay. Recently, the werewolf was invited to join the Shroud's new gang, Night Shift. Russell remains reluctant, a reluctant adventurer, searching for the ultimate solution to his ongoing problems of being a werewolf. I had a werewolf figure for a couple of months. I sold it. I didn't really need it. See, because he's technically, I guess, a part of, like, the Midnight Suns for some reason. But I didn't really know exactly how he fit in. I think it was just, like, a thing where he might have hung out with Ghost Rider a few times. And, you know, I mean, he's kind of connected to that. It's all, you know, supernatural shit. But, you know, I guess that didn't really work out for him in the wholesale. And it didn't work out for me to have the figure because it just kind of sat there. It was a great looking figure, but I figured somebody else would appreciate it more than I would. So I took care of it. Note, Jack Russell's sister Lisa was cured of her lycanthropy as soon as her first transformation at age 18 by the sorcerer named Taboo, who mystically took her curse upon himself. Well, he just needs to find another person that wants to take the curse upon themselves. It's got to be somebody out there. Okay, height 5'10", weight 200 pounds, eyes as a human, blue, as a werewolf, they're red. Hair as a human, red, and as a werewolf, it's brown. Werewolf can lift or press approximately 1,500 pounds under optimal conditions when he is in his intermediate form. On the three nights of the full moon, his strength is greater, and he can lift or press approximately 1 ton. But isn't like a ton? I thought a ton was 1,200 pounds. Or maybe it's 2,000 pounds. I don't know. I didn't pay attention in school. Okay, so known superhuman powers. As a werewolf, Jack Russell possesses the superhuman strength, agility, reflexes, stamina, and senses all derived from his partly wolf-like supernatural form. He can spring and crouch from about 18 feet straight into the air. So he can move pretty fast. That's pretty good. You know, I mean, Hulk, that's what Hulk gets by. Just jumping around real far. His reflexes are about twice as fast as the human. As human, he can run at peak speed of 35 miles per hour for up to half an hour before tiring. Has that ever happened? Like a regular dude, or not a regular, but just like a random superhero, like not like a Quicksilver or anything like that, or a Flash, but just like a regular superhero, just like, oh, I was running for a half hour, now I'm tired. You know, or just they exert themselves from running so much because they're superhuman, but they can't, but they end up getting a little bit tired. And I don't know. I never seen that happen. He can smell the approach of other organisms within 100 feet of himself and trail the spore of his quarry across almost any terrain. Like spore, like what's spore? Does he take a whiz? Is that what that is? Can he smell his scent? His spore? The werewolf's claws and teeth are particularly sharp and tough, enabling him to rend through a variety of substances such as fabric, wood, and even soft metals and cinder block. His nails are stronger than cinder block. That's pretty incredible. I figured that the nails would be just as brittle as human nails. Maybe a little bit stronger, because dog's nails seem pretty, you know, pretty tough. Except during the three nights of the full moon, Russell retains his full human intellect as a werewolf. He is also capable of speech during the same period, although speaking is difficult, painful, and often hard to understand. As a supernatural creature, the werewolf is immune to conventional injury, penetration wounds, exposure, burning, drowning, and suffocation, and electrocution, etc. Such phenomena can cause him physical injury depending on the severity. However, his recovery rate is over 10 times that of a human being. When Russell reforms or transforms back to his human form, he loses the mystical immunity and recuperative powers. The metal silver is necessary to weaken or kill a werewolf due to its mystical properties of purity, which are an anathema to many supernatural creatures such as werewolves and vampires. If a werewolf is shot or stabbed or mortally wounded by a silver bullet or blade, he or she will die within minutes. So he's been around all this time, and he has been hit with a nickel. Well, a nickel's made of nickel. Silver nickel? I don't know. Somebody, can you stab a werewolf with a? Can you stab a werewolf with a fork? And that could do him in. I mean, do you have to get really deep with it? I wonder. I wonder if that's ever been explored. Maybe I should be the one to explore that in some sort of tale. And by that, I mean I'll never do it. But that being said, that's all I've got to say about Werewolf by Night. If you want to take another few pictures here, you can see here. This isn't for you all that are listening, but if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me holding up the book. You can see Jack transforming. We got one of a picture of him jumping out of a window or into like a building or something. It looks like it was drawn by Bill Sienkiewicz, as well as this other drawing here with him fighting Moon Knight. And then we got another one of him fighting Brother Voodoo, but he's in his more human werewolf form. And then we've got a bunch of other versions of him, pictures of him just kind of in action. And another one where he looks like he is bursting out of a jail cell. So, yeah, that's Werewolf, or if for purposes of proper namings, Werewolf by Night, Jack Russell from the official handbook of the Marvel Universe. That was a random selection from this book yet again. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching on Angry Hero 79. You can find me on Twitter at Instagram, or on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, or you can find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. And also please email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. So once again, folks, thanks for joining me. I'll talk to you again soon.